1.
Good morning, Miss White. Please take a seat.
Thank you.
I've studied your application form in detail. Perhaps you would like to tell me in your own words why you would like to study at this college.
It appears to me that the courses offered are the ones most suitable for my interests. I'm keen to pursue a career in the sciences, but I would also like to continue my language studies. The biology with French course seems to offer me just that. What's more, it's the only course that offers biology in French. Other courses keep these areas separate, but to be able to study the sciences through the medium of another language would be a wonderful opportunity.
And how do you think you might get on with that?
Well, I should imagine it won't be easy, especially at first. There'll be a lot of new vocabulary to acquire at the beginning, I'm sure. And to learn new things in a language that isn't your mother tongue will always provide challenges. However, I'm confident that I can rise to the challenge and I'll do extra work if necessary to achieve the level I need.
Indeed. What do you currently do to practice French outside of your school studies?
I have conversation classes with Véronique, a French teacher who lives in my town, and I have a pen friend, Hélène, who I correspond with and who I'm visiting again this summer. We've been friends for a few years now and I know her family really well. They always speak French to me, even though their English is really good.
I see. Thank you. Moving on to your expected grades, I'd like you to explain to me.
2.
How do you think they're going to get on in San Francisco?
Great, probably. Why? Do you not think so, Stella?
Well, what's Maria going to do out there?
I don't know. She'll have to give up her current job, I suppose.
She won't like that. She loves her work and her friends. You know how shy she is. Don't you think she'll struggle a bit in the States?
Well, anywhere new is difficult at first, but I'm sure America will be easier than most places. It's not like we don't see it on the TV every day.
Watching American dramas is not quite the same as actually living there.
Well, obviously, Stella. But what I'm saying is that it's not like it's a completely alien culture.
Well, I think it'll be more difficult for them than you think. Especially if only one of them has got a job in the beginning. Joe will have to be pretty understanding, or Maria will want to get the next flight home.
Gosh, you're being a bit negative about a wonderful opportunity, aren't you?
No, just realistic. I'm going to phone Maria and see how she really feels about it.
Well, please sound a bit enthusiastic.
Okay.
3. A British comedian has announced his intention to perform on tour around the world, and not just in English. This popular show will be performed in 28 countries. The comedian intends to perform in several different languages during the tour. He is by no means fluent in all of these languages, although he has already performed shows in French and German. He said, "It's a very positive thing to do." He thought that London was a great place for comedy, but he also wanted to communicate in other countries. He felt that people who speak English are just lazy when it comes to learning foreign languages. Although there were lots of reasons for other people to learn English, he suggested that for English speakers to learn a foreign language, they had to make it into an adventure and a mission. He felt it was important to translate his show because comedians from other countries already perform in English. He said that laughter is the best way to tell if you are getting the translation right. He continued, "If you are getting laughs in the wrong place or no laughs at all, then that's the time you call a friend." 4.
Excuse me?
Can I help you?
Can you tell me where the bus stop is for the London Eye?
You can get the guided tour bus that stops there, but it's actually easier to walk from here than it is to get the bus.
Ah.
If you go this way, you can walk across the Golden Jubilee Bridge, and it's a short walk from there.
Ah, okay, thanks. Yes, that's the South Bank, isn't it?
That's right. There's lots to do there. There's the London Aquarium or the IMAX cinema.
And I think the London Dungeon is on the South Bank.
Yes, that's right. It's next to the aquarium.
And how much is it to do those things?
It's £23.50 for the aquarium, though it's cheaper if you buy online the day before. So if you're free tomorrow, you can save some money.
Thank you. What about the London Dungeon?
That's £22.95.
It's quite expensive.
There's lots to see and do on the South Bank that's free, though. There are markets and street performances, and there's always a really nice atmosphere.
Okay, I think I'll go over there now and have a look. Thanks for your help.